Today, I would like to talk to you about what I call business boundaries. Do you actually know what your business is? Do you know where the boundaries of your business are or even ought to be? Now, many business owners think of their businesses purely in terms of what they do on a daily basis. So, farmers milk cows, printers print brochures, and jewellers make jewellery. But a better way of thinking about your business could be to ask the question, what is it of value that I create, and who helps me to do this? Any other person or business that helps you in terms of creating value and hence generating money for your pocket is in fact an extension of your business. This could have implications, especially when you try to introduce a new product or service, or perhaps change the structure of your business if you have a mature business. So if anyone is external to your office or workshop and provides any content, then they really must be considered part of your business, as must a supplier of something unique. For example, a supplier of power tools is not part of your business, unless, of course, they are the sole suppliers of a vital piece of equipment used in the production of one of your products. Why not try this simple exercise? Take a piece of paper and a pen and draw your business. Put on it the things you do and the functions contained within it. And draw a line around the outside. Now, where do you think the boundary of your business really is? Now think about the people that supply your business, the people that provide products or services or even cash. All of these things are vital. Should you not change the boundaries of your business to incorporate them? So why is it important to do this, to redraw the boundary of your business? Is it just so you can use a whole bunch of cool creative techniques given to you by me so you can impress your friends? No, of course it's not, as much as I'd like to say yes. It's just that it makes some of the things I'm about to cover a little bit simpler, a bit more easy for you to do. Now, I hope that you all have business plans, but you'll be able to plan your activities just a little more carefully if you're aware of what your business partners are doing. So, if you're a graphic designer and you're rushing to complete a job so you can get some brochures printed for a client, you might just be a little miffed if you gave the printer your artwork and he then told you you might have to wait a week for the finished brochures. So including your partner, in this case your print partner, in your thinking, might make you aware of their schedules and commitments. Similarly, you might wish to know about some new processes, or some new paper, or some new inks. So many of you will be thinking, well, we already do that, and if you do, that's great. But not everybody does. How many people who grow their businesses forget about these things? When you're looking for new ideas or ways to sort out your business problems, it's likely you'll get stuck sometimes. Your extended business will actually have some knowledge of your core business. And it's this environment that might be able to provide just a little bit of fresh thinking and insight. And often this can be more useful than any advice given out by business advisors or your bank. Now, finance is a key thing for all of us. And you're obviously not going to be asking your friends for money, unless, of course, you know them very well. However, business relationships are simply pipelines for money. And, as with all pipes, they can also be bottlenecks. So take a look at the credit terms that you give to your customers and are extended to you by your suppliers. And as a rule of thumb, always try and give your customers less credit than you get from your suppliers. But look carefully at the flow of cash and with whom you transact the greatest amount of business. maybe think about redrawing your business boundary yet again. Now, risk, there's a thing. Many of us, especially those starting a business for the first time, think of risk purely in terms of the consequences of taking or not taking a particular course of action. Risk is really all about the probability of an event occurring that for us has undesirable consequences. Think of this a little like placing a bet at your local dog track. You'd like to win, of course, but the risk is all about minimizing the likelihood that you do not lose. So, how do we do this? The trick is to find out as much information as we can. A good business example is to reduce the risk of doing business with any company by looking at their credit rating. Further risk reduction could take place if we talk to their suppliers and ask for references. So the more we know, the less risk we are exposed to. The problem is we cannot know everything, but having someone else out there on the outside and soaking up their knowledge can help us a lot. These are just a few ideas where having somebody else out there can help. But of course, there may be more. Happy drawing.